FromTheBoats.com presents Miss Detroit Yacht Club, Jeff Bernard. U6, old boy Alberto, Steve David, and U1, Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FromTheBoats.com with Mike Allen. Brad Luce is in the pit area. How's the tension look as the boats are entering the brink of the Detroit River?
Well, Brad Luce is in the pit area, and as far as the boats entering the drink, they're having a drink. They're all in. We've got all five boats in the water. The last one to come down was Ed Cooper's boat, the Chrysler Jeep piston-powered. You look up that way, and boy, even being as colorblind as I am, Jeff Ehler, there's a lot of red down at that end of the race course. Both Formula boats and the Cooper's boats are in the water. I think I got the Formula boats figured out. Just got to remember that the Dick Scott on that air scoop belongs to the one boat. That's Mike Allen. Fans, when they come by, the DYCA on the scoop is the FormulaBoats.com U5. That will be Jeff Bernard. That's the one that really, really needs some points, some strategy there. Obviously, Jimmy King in the piston-powered boat, Coopers, he's got to have points, too. He's got a goose egg on the board. Watch little J. Michael Kelly down there, got a third-place finish. He comes in. If he could find another second or a third in here, he might be in pretty good shape. And watch that hometown boat from Madison, Indiana, the old boy Alberto. Jeff, I know when you're not barking in the microphone and screaming on the pipes here, you're silently yelling for him to get it up and get it going, man.
Oh, you're exactly right, Brad. And we're going to have help with radio monetization and the rest of the day. Lee Hertz, one of our officials with the inboards, he's going to be helping us with the official radios. And I tell you what, I got some friends up here from Madison, Indiana, from the Madison Courier. David Campbell, and going off the top of my head, Donovan Estridge. My brain does work good, Brad, and these guys do a great job covering hydroplane racing. Check them out on the World Wide Web, www.madisoncourier.com. And, Brad, with that, I guess, I'm going to owe Weber $20 for that one.
Yeah, that plug wasn't in the book, Jeff Ehler. But, hey, down here, we are about 7 minutes and 30 seconds away from our Heat 2A. That would be in 2-1 about right now. We're 7 minutes away. Make that 7 minutes and 30 seconds away. I'm wondering if your hometown boy, Steve David, out of Madison, or at least the boat being out of Madison, him being out of Lighthouse Beach, Florida, I wonder if he'll be the first one out away. I'm standing right behind their boat. Steve David is in the cockpit. He's pushing on that left pedal right now. We're watching the beef jerky front canard wing go up and down and up and down. They're making sure all the systems are ready to go. They're doing the same thing on the other boats. I love this part right now. This is one of my favorite parts of unlimited hydroplane racing. Everybody's starting to move to the back of the pit row. People are looking for a good vantage point. You look up toward the rooster tail, and there's all these steps coming down from the various levels, and people are lined on all those steps. The balconies that stick outside the building and out over the water, people are just pushing their way to the front to get a good view. This is it. This is the calm before the storm, and we are now about 6.5 minutes away from the start. So we're 1.5 minutes away from a 5-minute gun. Everything's going to change as soon as we approach that 5-minute gun. Five unlimited hydroplanes are going to take to an absolutely beautiful Detroit River. And as I say that, we've got patrol boats moving out onto the course. If somebody wanted to come out right now, Jeff Ehler, they would not be able to. We got patrol boats moving out here right in front of the grandstand. Are you hearing anything on the official radio?
Oh, they're getting into position, and they'll get there quickly. And with that, Brad, we want to thank our sponsor for the fastest heat race of the weekend for Unlimiteds. That's checkersedan.com. Give them a call at 313-963-1000. Check them out on the World Wide Web at www.checkersedan.com. Right now, our current Checker Sedan's fastest heat race of the weekend so far belongs to Steve David in the old boy Alberto back in Unlimited 1B at 149.104 miles per hour. Checker Sedan, thank you for your support. Brad Luce, bring us down to the 5-minute period and give us the lineup when they leave the pit dock, and I'll come back after you do that, sir.
Inside 5 minutes and 27 seconds, so it'll start happening right about now. We'll start seeing these crew members stand up. We'll start seeing them move off the boats, and we will have boats out on the water. And I'm already beginning to hedge my bet on that just a little bit because the activity is not picking up the way I would expect. Maybe it will happen quickly, but we are, on my watch, about 6 seconds away from the 5-minute gun. I'm not seeing a whole lot of activity on the boats. Everybody is sitting tight. And on my watch, we're inside a 5-minute gun, and nobody has moved. Jeff Ehler, have you got me on the pipes down there? Unless I mispunched my clock, We've had a change in the time here, maybe put off by about 5 minutes, and maybe that had something to do with those patrol boats that went across the course. They were out there very late before the five-minute gun, but we still have all five boats land dockside right here. Nobody has moved just yet, so the calm before the storm will continue for a little bit longer. Five boats in this heat. The U3, Jimmy King, Chrysler, Jeep, Superstores, unlimited hydroplane piston powered at the far left end of the pit area. Next to him, the next finger pier over, Dick Scott Automotive presents FormulaBoats.com. That's the one boat that's got Mike Allen, the man who flew so fast in second place in the final heat of last year's Gold Cup. Right next to him on the next finger pier, teammate Jeff Bernard, the U5, the Miss DYC, Detroit Yacht Club presents FormulaBoats.com. Got to feel bad for Jeff Bernard. I sat down in front of the grandstands and gave him the trophy. Gave him the trophy for Heat 1B, and then somebody had to run down and take it back. I wasn't going to do that.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, go ahead. What happened to our clock and our countdown?
Well, we're just in a five-minute delay. Went up real quickly. We're now approximately 7 minutes and 40 seconds until the start, 7:40 away for Unlimited 2A.
All right, that means my clock down here is no good because I would have us about 8:40 away, so I'm going to shut my stopwatch off. I think it may have had something to do with those patrol boats, Jeff. They pulled out across there really late. That was about the 6:30 mark. And so I'm not surprised when the activity didn't pick up and it would only be a five-minute delay. Those patrol boats appear to be in good shape. So I was running down the rundown, Jeff, while you were checking on that, doing a great job monitoring the ABRA network and keeping us posted on that. Continuing with our little countdown, the boat you like to call Jaws, Jeff Ayler. Here he is right in front of me. I'm looking at this beautiful, beautiful new craft. That's the U6 out of Madison, Indiana, the Oh Boy Oberto. And Larry Oberto is here. Everybody else of import is here. And these guys are ready to go. We're going to happen here real quick. And then the last boat, number five in the heat. Detroit, this is your boat, the U13. You won't be able to miss this boat in the heat. Everybody's got red splashed all over the boats with the exception of J. Michael Kelly, the U13 Spirit of Detroit. He will be coming out in this one as well. And give me a time on the clock, Jeff. Oh, I can tell you right now we're getting close because your favorite boat, your favorite son from Lighthouse Beach, Florida, Steve David's about to bring out the old boy, Alberto. He's going to be the first one out on the race course. I can see in the window now he's picking out which song he wants to hear on the DVD. He's got the CDs going, the MP3's booked up, and away from the dock, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Heat 2A of the 2007 APBA Chrysler Jeep Superstores Gold Cup is about to get underway. First boat, Steve David, away from the dock. Not surprised that he is the first boat away. Looks like Jeff Bernard. Miss DYC presents FormulaBoats.com to the U5. Looks like Jeff will be the second boat away from the dock. The lid is down. The line is off the bow. They point the red nose of the beautiful Formula Boats former Miss Budweiser out on the race course. This is the old T6 hull. This is the one that used to run with the extended scoop. A lot of smoke out of the back of the boat right now, and I'm not close enough to hear if we're getting a click with the igniter. A little bit of a hot start. That's usually a good sign, meaning they got it lit, and that's exactly what it means. It is lit. The fire is lit in the U5, Jeff Bernard. Remember, we gave him a trophy for winning Heat 1B, and then somebody had to go down and grab the points away from him and take the trophy away from him. So I know he's got to go out there and get some points. Still got three boats here. Jimmy King has been pushed away from the dock, and he's trying to kick over the Miss Chrysler Jeep, the piston-powered boat out of Evansville, Indiana. Jimmy King, another one, had a tough, tough break in his first run of the day. He needs points as much as anybody else. Still quiet. Lids down on the U13 Spirit of Detroit. Whoa, there we go. You can't miss that sound in the background. I know you can hear it over my shoulder. Jimmy King away from the dock in the Chrysler Jeep boat. That'll bring a roar from the fans down in the grandstands, my new best friends. All right, here comes your Spirit of Detroit. U13, J. Michael Kelly. The work's done on the left front sponson on the inside. The glue is dry. The boat's on the race course. He's ready to go. And as I say that, I turn around. Here comes the defending national champion boat, the U1. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Mike Allen is away from the pit area. You got all five of them. Jeff Ayler, they're coming your way. Start setting them up. I'm going to go climb the ladder.
Thank you, Brad Luce. And I want to thank Lee Hertz here with us. He'll be monitoring the ABRA radios. And Lee, glad you're here. I need some officiating myself a lot of times during these unlimited hydroplane races, and thank you, Lee, for your support down here at the judges' stand. Fans along the shoreline and listening to M Live, we're 4 minutes until the start. 4 minutes away for Unlimited 2A, sponsored by Royce and Kathy Richards. Critical heat here. Must-win situation. Jimmy King in the Chrysler Jeep. Jeff Bernard and FormulaBoats.com presents the DYC. 0 points into 2A early on the Gold Cup. Must-win situation for those drivers. As we're 3 minutes and 35 seconds until the start, 3:35 away. Boat coming by the start-finish line buoy. This is the U5. FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss Detroit Yacht Club with Jeff Bernard, with additional help this weekend from the Dick Scott Automotive Group. Jimmy King and that turbocharged Allison, Miss Chrysler Jeep, just exiting turn number two. Jimmy King, local favorite driver this weekend out of Memphis, Michigan. Steve David, Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto, just by the start-finish line buoy right now, along with J. Michael Kelly and the U13 Spirit of Detroit. 3 minutes. 3 minutes until the start.
Jeff Ehler, I want to make a comment to our fans watching. They're seeing some smoke up here in the rooster tail turn. I would imagine that is coming off the old boy Alberto, Miss Madison. The crew has told me, and I'm sure you've seen it down in Madison, Indiana. That's pretty normal for this boat. Nothing to worry about at this point. That's usually smoke out of the gearbox, so don't worry. I think they're okay.
That just assists in helping cooking product.
Yeah.
2:30 until the start, Brad. 2:30 and... Here's an announcer's nightmare, no doubt about it, even though they got better designation on the Cowlings this week. That is Mike Allen toward the inside in the Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. That's the youngster to the outside, teammate boats, Jeff Bernard, and FormulaBoats.com presents Miss DYC as they're just coming past the start-finish line buoy. Brad, I'll bring us up to the two-minute mark. All five boats are up and running, and the games are about to begin. Who wants lane number one as we're 2 minutes? 2 minutes until the start. For our fans, just join us here along the shoreline for afternoon activity, late morning, early afternoon activity. Five-lap heat coming up. Detroit River Racecourse, 2.5 miles around. The name of the game in hydroplane racing, be it this red and white buoy, the start-finish line at full song, full throttle. If you jump the gun, you should have one-lap penalty. Brad Luce, we've seen that twice today. That is so critical in this sport.
Oh, yeah, especially with only three heats of racing here, three elimination sections. That can cost you dearly. And those guys that had that issue, Steve David managed to dodge that bullet, jumping the gun, but then having issues with the other boats ahead of him, and he wound up with second-place points. That's a big break. The guys are down there in the lower corner. And I'll tell you what, Jeff Ehler, the two red boats just came in, the two red boats being the two red formula boats, just came through the corner up here. And, yeah, I can tell those boats apart without any problem, but I start looking across the river, it becomes a little bit more of an issue. So I'm going to lean on you, young man. Set them up for me when you send them this. There you go. You got a one-minute gun. What have you got, Jeff?
Right now, Brad, we're going to have old boy Alberto, lane one with Steve David. Once again, those teammate boats identically painted. I don't use the binoculars. They're just getting away from me, but I'm going to go Mike Allen. Lane two, Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. The piston boat in lane three, Jimmy King and the Chrysler Jeep. J. Michael Kelly will go to lane four in the Spirit of Detroit. Jeff Bernard in lane five, FormulaBoats.com presents Detroit Yacht Club. Brad, we're 30 seconds until the start. Steve David in one, Mike Allen in two, Jimmy King in three, J. Michael Kelly in four, Jeff Bernard in five. They're up your way.
They are up this way, and Jeff Bernard's going to be way on the outside in the Formula Boat. DYC presents FormulaBoats.com. Now King puts the pedal down. He's in lane number three. J. Michael is in between boats on the outside. They're off the pin. J. Michael's going to be a little late. Coming to you, Jeff.
We are now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark, and oh boy, I think Bernard was over. Lee will be on the radios. We'll call it physically into turn number one. Jeff Bernard appeared to be early in the FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss DYC as a thunder to the Belle Isle Bridge turn. Five unlimited hydroplanes here in this critical Gold Cup Unlimited 2A. We look to the inside, and there's Madison, Indiana's. Oh boy, Alberto in front with Steve David out of Florida leads it. Off the corner, Steve David, your leader. Mike Allen hidden in the rooster tail. No, he is back. Mike Allen is back. Alberto, your leader. It is the Chrysler Jeep on the outside in second. Lee Hertz gives me a thumbs up. It was a clean start. Brad, they're coming to you. Alberto in front. Steve, Chrysler Jeep in second.
Steve David's got the pepperoni-powered boat rocking and rolling down the backstretch. He's got Cooper's boat, the piston boat, right on the outside hip. There's three of them in there. Here comes Steve David. He slides it out to about lane three. Rough water. Cooper's is right with him. Here comes Jimmy King, and it's J. Michael Kelly on the outside, right at third, coming to you dead even.
We'll come down to complete lap number one. Alberto leads it by boat length over Jimmy King and the Chrysler Jeep in second. We got a deck-to-deck battle up front. third place, J. Michael Killing, the Spirit of Detroit. Mike Allen, fourth, and Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard running the fifth position in the U5. FormulaBoats.com presents the DYC, but we got a battle up in front in the Belle Isle Bridge turn, but that shorter real estate on the Bowie Road. Steve David puts the Alberto in front. Jimmy King honking and cooking in second, about three boat lengths back. J. Michael Kelly driving the race of his life here in 2A in third position. Halfway up the back straightaway, Alberto leads it, but here is King on the outside. Brad, he's just three boat lengths back in second.
We said he needed to get some points, and he's going all out to try and run down the man from Lighthouse Beast, Florida, Steve David and the old boy Alberto, but David is flying on the inside. He swung out a little bit wide last time when he got to the rooster tail turn. He'll do the same thing this time out about lane two, maybe three. Jimmy King is driving the daylights out of that Chrysler Jeep Piston boat. He wants those 400 points. That's the race coming to you, Jeff Haler.
We'll come down to complete lap number two. Alberto, a five-boat length advantage over Jimmy King in the Chrysler Jeep. Steve David trying to shut the Chrysler Jeep out of the final. It's a must-win situation for your second-place boat with 0 points coming into 2A. Alberto, your leader. Five boat lengths over Jimmy King in second. J. Michael Kelly remains in third in Spirit of Detroit. Mike Allen in fourth. Jeff Bernard will just come down to complete his second lap in fifth. FormulaBoats.com presents DYC. Off the Belle Isle Bridge turn, the exit pin. Steve David, Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto. That team's only Gold Cup was the magic year in 71 on home waters of Jim McCormick. Seven boat length advantage. Brad, they're coming to you.
He's trying to eliminate one of his fiercest competitors. He's trying to eliminate Jimmy King right now. Jimmy King is giving it the old Madison. We're going to go or we're going to blow. He knows he's got to run down Steve David. He needs 400 points. But Steve David, so far, been able to keep him at bay. This time, David, much tighter on the buoy roll. And King gives up a little bit of ground. Now, something we got to watch. We got to watch J. Michael Kelly running way wide. And Mike Allen staying tight on the buoy roll. He's going to try and make a move on J. Michael Kelly.
And we got three in the books and two to go. An unlimited 2A. Steve David, still your leader, approaching the Belle Isle Bridge turn. Let's make it an eight-boat length advantage over Jimmy King in second in the Chrysler Jeep. J. Michael Kelly is still running that wider arc in third in the Spirit of Detroit, and he is leaving the buoy row open for Mike Allen in fourth. And Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard laboring back in fifth in the U5 in that fifth position, but off the Belle Isle Bridge turn, Steve David driving masterfully in U6. Old boy Alberto, still that eight-boat link advantage over King. Brad, they're coming to you.
Yeah, and people have been telling me I need to talk a little bit slower up here, but I can't, guys. This is just such good stuff. David's rocking and rolling. The pepperoni powered old boy Alberto past the historic DYC, past the entrance pin. He is keeping Jimmy King in that right side rearview mirror, but Jimmy will not let him go, and Jimmy just keeps hanging with him. And now Mike Allen making that move on J. Michael Kelly. Kelly's going to have to close that door. He might lose it, Jeff.
White flag displayed. Alberto takes it in front. One lap to go. Jimmy King in second, still eight boat lengths behind. White flag with J. Michael Kelly in the Spirit of Detroit. Four down and one more to go, but Mike Allen still can make up this advantage on this final lap in fourth. And Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. The youngster still in fifth, Jeff Bernard, in FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss DYC. Steve David, your leader. Boy, he hit a hole off turn number one up the back chute. You saw some water fly off both sponsons. Steve David, your leader, looking for his first ever Gold Cup win later this afternoon with Jimmy King in second. Brad, they're coming to you. The Alberto, an eight-boat length advantage. Final turn, final lap.
Let's follow our winner around the final corner. I think unless it's a mechanical failure, Jimmy King's not going to be able to catch Steve David. It's going to be 400 more points for your boys from Madison, Indiana. Jeff Haler, he is through the corner, through the apex. He's clean. I'm going to send him down to you. Call our winner, Jeff Haler.
Checkered flag is out, and here's your winner, the Unlimited 2A, sponsored by Royce and Kathy Richards. Steve David and U6, old boy Alberto.
Now J. Michael Kelly has lost the rear wing. Eddie Hockton really flew the boat. Holy cow, he came way out of the water. He came unhooked. He's lost the rear wing. Both fairings are still there. He's going to maybe limp it across. He's down on power. Jeff, call it.
Chrysler Jeep was second with Jimmy King, and J. Michael Kelly comes across with those tail feathers, missing in third in the Spirit of Detroit. Big 225 points. Right now, Mike Allen gets fourth, and the Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. The U1 with 169, that gives them 469. Mike Allen might be in a must-win or second-place finish coming up in the third section. Jeff Bernard working his final lap in the U5. FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss Detroit Yacht Club. He will come across and get fifth-place points. And Brad Luce, I tell you what, Mike Hansen, Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto, a win here, and that boat is looking flat-out flawless on this Detroit River water And as the laps continue to click off here throughout the day, the water gets rougher and rougher, and it seems like that boat keeps riding smoother and smoother.
It's a testament to those people, that entire crew that worked so hard to get that boat ready for the race in Evansville, and then the way they ran there, and then the improvement shown when they came to Madison last week with three first-place finishes and then a second in the final. They're already a first place and a second in the Gold Cup race number three. You hit the nail on the head, Jeff. I mean, boy, this is just not a neat little boat from Madison, Indiana anymore. This boat is a full-time player. And my new best friends down in the grandstand, I'll be coming down there, and I'll be coming down with Mr. Steve David. I'll be bringing him down in the car this time. I'll be sitting back there with him. But actually, oh, man, I just ran down the stairs. But I know I can beat Steve David down there because I think I got a couple of years on him, and he's not even back off the course yet. He's bringing the boat in here, and I'm actually down at his pit area. And I'm going to leave the mic open down here. We might have a few cheers come up from some of these people when he pops the door on it. But, man, did he keep Jimmy King at bay. And I'll tell you, I want to talk to Jimmy King, too.
And, Brad, the Spirit of Detroit has went dead in the water in front of the Detroit Yacht Club. So we'll see if J. Michael Kelly can refire that craft, missing those tail feathers. And Kurt Taverner and the crew down there in the 13 camp, I'm sure there's some extra verticals and horizontals. And the 13 is still a player in this mix with those 225 points. But, Brad, once again, unofficially, these turbine boats have to pass tech inspection. We saw it earlier today. We'll see what happens after tech in 2A. But unofficially, your winner, Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto with Steve David, and that's a huge 400 in the pocketbook going into the final section.
How about the heart and soul of that piston boat and Jimmy King? He would not let Steve go. He just kept going and going, and that's what I want to ask Steve David. I want to say every time he looked in that right-hand rearview mirror, there was nothing but red piston boat hanging there, and he was there the whole time. The other story that I'm going to want to follow is J. Michael Kelly, and not so much because he lost the wing there, and I believe he lost it on the last lap somewhere on the backstretch. But when he got into the upper corner up here, he took a huge hop. The boat came completely out of the water. Skid fin came completely out, completely unhooked. And I wasn't sure. He went out of my view. He came out wide, and I wasn't sure he was going to make it back down and even cross the start-finish line to get his points. But I heard you call him across, so I'm sure they're happy with that. That would be two third-place finishes. Disappointment for FormulaBoats.com. Miss DYC presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard. Neither of the Formula Boats ran particularly strong in that heat, and it was Jeff Bernard who needed the points more than anybody else, and he didn't get them. Jimmy King, at least he got 300, and they were 300 well-earned points. Steve David has brought your favorite boat back to the dock. He's still standing on the deck getting hugs from his crew members. And boy, I've got a photographer walking down here right now. Bill Osborne standing here, and he's got, as you would know, Jeff Ayler, Bill Osborne would have a picture of J. Michael Kelly showing us the bottom of the boat. That's a beauty, Bill.
Oh, he's the master, no doubt
he's
about
it.
Bill Osborne just does an excellent job. And Brad, great job down the pit area. And once again, unofficial fans, Steve David, your winner of Unlimited 2A and U6, old boy Alberto. Jimmy King, unofficially second in U3, Miss Chrysler Jeep. J. Michael Kelly, the capsule is up on the U13, so we'll have to get a tow rope on that boat and bring it back into a safe position or in the pit area before we go with Unlimited 2B, which was scheduled at 12 noon. Fourth place, Mike Allen. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. And Jeff Bernard, disappointing fifth place finish in the U5. FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss Detroit Yacht Club. So that's unofficial. We'll wait for any other fractions that might have occurred during the race, and also, too, these turbine boats have to go through tech inspection. And, Brad, coming up next, we got Unlimited 2B. Must-win situation for Jean Theoret and Greg Hopp. Bill Watt could maybe shut out one of those two for the Gold Cup. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, I ran down the other way to see if I couldn't find Jimmy King real quick, and I can't find him. I don't see where he went. I wanted to get a word with him because, yeah, I know Steve David got the win. That was all real cool, but I'll tell you what. Jimmy King drove the race of his life out there. He knew he wanted to win it, and he darn near did. He gave Steve everything he wanted. Have you got any lap speeds off of that one, Jeff Haler?
Haven't seen any as of yet, Brad, but I tell you what, Jimmy King drove Ed Cooper Jr.'s turbocharged Allison Hard, the Miss Chrysler Jeep, and we mentioned it before the heat, Brad. That was a must-win situation for King and also Jeff Bernard. And you know what? Steve David, with that win right there, it's going to be a little tougher for that Allison. We'll have to see how the draws go out in 3A and 3B. They're still in contention. They've got 300 points. And you know and I know, anytime you can score a heat win in this hydroplane racing point format, that's pretty big. So if a win in the 3A and 3B section with the little breaks, they could still go to that Gold Cup final, but lots ahead of us before that.
Yep, there sure is. And I'm going to give up the search for Jimmy King. I will find him after the fact, but I've got to make my way down and get in the brand new Chrysler Sebring. You should check this thing out, Jeff Ehler. This is a brand new convertible Chrysler Sebring that they brought down just for this event, and its sole purpose in being here is to not only demonstrate just how cool it is when they put the lid up and down on that boat, but also to put myself and the winning driver of each heat in the back of it. We go down in front of the grandstands, and I get to interview the driver there. I just passed Jimmy King, so I'm now ahead of him. So now I can slow down a little bit. I've got to beat him down there. That they told me that's my job. Huh. And the old boy Alberto is back on the trailer. You said it exactly right. Now they got to go. Those turbine boats have to go through tech inspection. We saw what can happen when that doesn't go your way. The unfortunate occurrence to Jeff Bernard with the flagrant fuel flow in Heat 1B.
All right, Brad. And once again, folks, unofficial until these boats pass tech inspection. Alberto, unofficially, your 2A winner. And Brad, I hope you get a good look at that U-13 Spirit of Detroit when it comes back into the pit area. I'm sure Kurt Tavener and that gang on Dave Bartish's boat has already removed the spare verticals. I'm sure they got an extra horizontal in there. If not, maybe they can fish the one that just went into the Detroit River. But you know as well, these broken parts and pieces come off these boats, and it's not like car racing when you throw the yellow to go out and pick up the junk. The other guys have to go around it, and sometimes that's come into play when the racing goes on. Drivers from behind or up in front have hit debris from boats that have exited the craft.
Yeah, Jeff Ehler, I want to know if you've got a TV camera down here and looking up and down pit row, because you're talking about you would imagine they would have extra fairings already pulled out of the truck. Yeah, there's two of them here. They're working on them. I think they've got one that they've fished possibly out of the river because they're repairing one right now. There is another usable one laying right alongside it. And actually, the other thing I want to say, talk about a traffic jam down here in the pit area. Just a moment ago, they put the old boy Alberto back on the trailer. Prior to them putting the Alberto on the trailer, 9 unlimited hydroplanes were laying in the Detroit River. The boats for the next section are already in. All the other ones have come back. And we got a traffic jam down here. And I don't know what the timing is for the next heat, but I've kind of lost sight of Steve David, and I got to make sure I stay ahead of him. So I'm going to head down there. Why don't you take it for a moment? I'm going to go down and make sure I get the trophy. I've got to get him, and then I'll break in when I have your winner, Steve David, old boy Alberto.
Thank you, Brad Luce. And next heat was scheduled at 12 noon. No way that will happen with the breakage of the Spirit of Detroit. They did finish the heat, but we wanted to get them into a safe position. And as soon as we do, we'll expect the countdown coming up shortly for Unlimited to be. Like to pay some bills here at the judges' stand. And don't forget about our shuttle service. General admission park guests, you can take the free shuttle service to Hydromart for merchandise and enhanced food vendors. Shuttle runs every 15 to 20 minutes. Shuttle will conclude 1 hour after today's race activity. Thank you to shuttle service. And folks, we like in the morning, and especially on afternoons where it might be cool, and thank goodness today we got Chamber of Commerce weather. We'd like to thank Barbara at Coffee Man Coffee at the bottom of the pit tower. Coffee Man Coffee Service has donated coffee for all the DRRA volunteers for 30 years. Coffee Man is located in Detroit, Michigan, and would like to serve your business in the Detroit area. Call Barbara at 313-886-RUSH or stop by at the pit tower to discuss having professional equipment and darn good coffee at your office. That's Coffee Man Coffee. Also, we'd like to thank Burtech Incorporated of Chesterfield, Michigan, proud to be the sponsor of the Tactical Demonstration and Air Show of the FA-18 Super Hornet. And our air show will come up this afternoon, scheduled at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Burtech Incorporated. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, toot-a-boot, oh, room, toot-a-boot, oh, room, toot-a-boot.
Classic Rock Station, 94.7 WCSX, the Motor City's Classic Rock Station.
pals and closest friends, with the winner of our Heat 2A, Mr. Steve David, but I'm not going to start talking to him yet. I know we all want to hear what he thinks of that new toy of his and what kind of music he was listening to in the cockpit on that MP3 player. And I'll tell you, the one question I'm going to ask him about is what he saw in his right side rear view mirror the entire way around, because I know there was a big piston boat and Jimmy King's smile was right there the whole way. But we'll start talking to Steve as soon as we make a corner up here, because we want to do it right in front. Steve, there's your buddies up there. You go wave at them. They're all happy for you. And the cheers start coming up and people start clapping. This guy's a fan favorite, so those of you in the grandstand, I am expecting there's going to be some cheers when this guy comes around the corner. One of the great drivers in unlimited hydroplane racing, certainly without question the most personable. That's going to be Steve David. We're just about to the corner, so hey, Mr. David. Oh, now you know, see, now Steve doesn't want to talk to me. He's going to talk to these fans because they're a whole lot more fun. And, man, look at all the people that are here. He says hello to Jennifer Ouellette, who gives him a smile. Steve gives it back as usual. And I got to try and get a couple of questions in there, but I know Steve can do two or three things at once. Steve, tell me what you think of that new toy.
The Oberto is awesome. The credit in that race goes to Jimmy. Oh, honey, the ankle hurt you. I can do your shirt. Jimmy King drove a phenomenal race and just pushed us with everything he had, and what a great race that was with Jimmy.
Well, and we've talked all weekend long that Gold Cup competition is all about getting points in the preliminaries, because you can't make the final without them. And the way I count, you got 700 in the bank, young man.
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape. Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, sweetie. Thank you, honey. Hi. Sure. It was the Alberto's running great. Thank you. It's just getting better with every heat, and we'll go faster and faster as this year progresses, I have no doubt.
Well, that was an awfully fast heat. We want to know what kind of music you were listening to when you're out there with Jimmy King in the rearview mirrors.
Oh, it was from Rocky. That one's already timed. Thank you. Sure. That was actually, I got a little sting in the next heat, and in the final it'll be some soothing Harry Chapin.
Well, you've got to be in good shape for that final run, and I know these fans here. You guys in the grandstand, give it up for this guy. What do you think of that new toy? And Steve David, Madison, Indiana, oh boy, Alberto. Steve David, Steve, thank you very much. And as is usual is the case with Steve David, when he gets around a lot of the fans, they all want his autograph. They want a piece of this guy. And he's just one of the great drivers, certainly one of the more interactive guys with all of the fans. I know my microphone is breaking up a little bit. I apologize for that. But you guys are the best here in the grandstand. This is a lot of fun bringing a winning driver through here. But watch this, Steve. I'm going to jump out the other side because I got another boat race to go call. Oh, before I forget this every time. Steve, I got a nice trophy here for you.
Oh,
I got a wonderful piece of hardware, dropping it on the back of this new car. Heat 2A winner, sponsored by Kathy and Royce Richards sponsor. Check out this nice piece here. That is a nice trophy. I'll put it right here in the box. You talk to the kids. They're more fun than me.
Brad, thanks so much. And thank you to the sponsors of that. To Kathy and Royce Richards, we really appreciate their support.
We appreciate their participation in making all of this possible. So fans, I believe I hear boats in the background behind me. Let's go boat racing. Jeff Ayler, I'll send it back up to you while I head back up on the tower.
Thank you, Brad. We're 3 minutes and 12 seconds from the start for Royce and Kathy Richards, Unlimited 2B. Here are your